Yeah, because you're late.
Yeah.
And so, I'm going to be late too.
Okay. Let's just do a final question, which is, I always ask people if there's anything that that I didn't ask you during the course of this that you think I should have asked you, or that you might have expected me to ask you.
No.
So anything you just want to add by way of conclusion?
Well, I think there's particularly as far as Louisville is concerned.
Yeah.
We have the issues that were issues when I became involved have become non-issues. Mm-hmm. Segregation of public facilities, the schools, and et cetera. And I guess most of the time when I do something like this, I often reflect back to my days as a student at Howard and on the debate team and how we would sit around and philosophize, thought we knew everything. But I go back to some conversations, and when we get together, it's still a part of it. Two things. Once, when they raised Congress's salary to $25,000, and we thought, oh my God, to be able to make $25,000, we would die for that. But the other aspect of it was that the racial problems would be solved in over in 10, 15 years. When the George Wallaces and the Herman Talmadges and all passed off the scene, that it would just be a matter of a couple of years. And you know, that's not the case. And I think when we look in Louisville at a report that came out last week for the Judicial Fairness Commission, the blacks are sentenced harsher than whites for two of the same crimes. Is a realization that we have not accomplished all we thought we had. A realization that the discrimination has changed its face. And that we have to develop new tactics to combat it. And I guess in my case, I've almost come full circle from the Youth Council to now, with about a little bit better than a 40-year period. Mm-hmm. And the struggle is still there. And I guess, you know, at some points, you know, we might question, is there a need for NAACP? And I think when you look at our community today, you see a definite need. You know, we've got to get involved with the murder rate. We've got to get involved with the criminal justice system. So we've got to remain involved in the education system. We have got to come up with some solutions to help close these gaps in attainment. I was talking with some younger folk. How do we get across to African Americans, jail is nowhere you want to be? How do you get across to students, you're not white because you want to learn and attain? And these are all areas that we've got to become involved in. Not only the NAACP, but the entire civil rights community, in order to affect some positive changes in our community. That's it. Hope it's what you were looking for.
Yes.